our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Mais il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et c'est cela, vraiment contribuer à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Her immense love encompasses all beings, and thus she encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. In the past year, Supreme Master Qinghai personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With boundless love, Supreme Master Qinghai sets aside her precious time and demonstrates a few simple and aesthetically appetizing dishes that can be cooked within minutes. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for sharing with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. Please join us on Between Master and Disciples as we share with you a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring Aloxi sour soup and vegan ham and white eggplant.
Hey, we're going to cook some sour soup, eh?
Sour soup.
Vietnamese style. This is very special herb. They call rang mu li, huh? Mu li in Vietnamese. Try to guess it in English. It looks original. That is for afternoon. This you need the special herb. Mm. Can also add coriander. I'm not. Because that should be enough already, but I like a lot of herbs in it. Sometimes I put 3-4 kinds of herbs, yeah? Together in one soup. The more herbs, the taste better, huh? Okay, so we put coriander and a special mulit together and soak it in salt water for disinfecting well, washing well, all the impurity, and then we also need two lemons and soy sprout and lady finger. You know, optional. Hot chili and hot tofu and tomatoes, whatever size. And we also prepare some white eggplant as a side dish, yeah. Very simple to eat. Just wash it. Wash it, soak it first in kind of look like warm, salty water. Oh wow, make sure it's clean. And take this out of the hook away. When you're washing with salty water, you better wear some gloves, okay?
Yes, Master.
Because otherwise the salt water will keep eating the moisture from your hand, eh?
Oh, yes.
And your hand will become wrinkled too quick like mine. I used to not take care of my hand too much because I do all kind of work, you know, construction work. In the early days, we run around in the sun and do construction for meditation hall and planting trees and all that, yeah. And I have never protected my hand. I was young and careless. But for your information, you better do it. Huh? If your girlfriend still loves you with your wrinkled hand, then it's a true love. Kidding. Who knows, huh? Maybe that's a measurement, huh? In the future, for true love. Huh?
Yes.
If you have a wrinkled hand and your girlfriend still loves you, wow.
Yes, Master.
I just save those things so we don't have to wash another. This is the package, right? And we can save it and use it like that. Looks like a lot of stuff, but it doesn't matter. You can throw it all in later and it becomes no stuff. Just lady finger, also soak it in salty water in case. And after a while, clean it up and then we use it for sour soup. Huh? Okay, for lady finger, you can cut away the corn and the hard part and then halve it. Like that. Simple. Or just put the whole thing in, who cares, yeah? If you want it half, you halve it. If not, you just cut it whatever way you want. When you harvest, it's easier to bite, that's all. Mm. Not that anybody cares, okay?
Okay.
I'm just cutting diamond wise, also fine. Huh? Like you can cut it like this too, huh? Yeah. And if anybody complains, then You eat alone. Put vinegar, yes? Or a lemon? To make it sour, that's it? These are ready-made vegan ham, huh? Yeah. It's very simple today. We make it simple. You cut into slices, how many slices you like, okay?
Okay.
Depends on how many people. Each one can have two slices, three slices. Then you just warm it up. Okay, either microwave or steam it, yeah, to warm it up. That's it. And then later you put some lemon and soy sauce on it. I will show you. Okay, the water is already boiled. All you do is just put all the ingredients in it, yeah? Or whatever order you like. You put some tofu, maybe? Whatever much you like, yeah? And there's no rule, just cook the way you want it. 20 gram, 300 gram, 200 gram, however much you have. And then you put this lady finger in it, yeah? And let it boil again. I have to trim it down a little bit. Yeah, lady finger, tofu, yeah? Okay. And then we put 1-2 tablespoons, depends, broth, vegetable powder, broth powder, just for good taste. And you put like half a teacup apple juice, either freshly made or from the box. That's fine. Now we're waiting for it to boil again. Okay, you can put some of this pepper in it. This is very hot chili pepper, if you like it hot. Very careful, huh, because it's really burning hot. Yeah, cut them into a couple of pieces and bring there. Couple of chili, yeah. Oh, that one doesn't want to go in. Couple of chili, throw it in there. And you can squeeze some lemon juice in it while waiting for it to boil. You can do some things, cutting it down and juice it in. Or you can use vinegar, also fine, huh? See, juicy, wow. You put in 1-2 lemons, depends on how sour you like it. There's no rules, yeah?
Yes.
Cooking is simple and easy. Cook it the way you want, the taste that you like. Measurement is only a guideline, yeah? The taste has to be yours. Yeah? We will taste first whether it's sour enough. I can put like half lemon, half vinegar, yeah? A little bit of vinegar there, like 2 tablespoons or 3 or 4, depends on how sour you like. Checking if it's sour enough yet. And a little salt. Put first like 1/2 teaspoon. And taste it if you like it first. Eh? Don't put too much and then you can't take it out. But in case you put too much, you just put more water, that should be fine. Huh? Nobody say anything. Will they?
Nobody.
If they say something, they're not good guests. Then you won't cook them. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, yeah. I think it's not sharp enough the way I want. I'm going to throw in some more chili and I cut it small so that it will, you know, like penetrate to the soup quick. Wow, I hope you guys can bear it. Yeah. I don't often eat so sharp, but when this kind of soup, I like a little bit, you know, make a kick, huh? A kick. Kick out of that. In the wow, when you're cooking, you don't have enough utensil, you just cut it like this, nah? You don't need a chopper, then you don't need to wash one more. I don't really like washing too much. So I do whatever I can without washing, huh? Like this, you just cut it into the basket and leave it there. And when the soup is boiling again, you just throw it in. The herbs, yeah. You see, I'm using all the, provided pocket. Like this, afterward, even if we throw it away, we don't have to wash some more dishes. You understand?
Yes, Master.
So I'm waiting for it to reboil. Let me see if it's good. Meanwhile, I throw in some maggi. Just for a nicer taste. It doesn't have to be. Yeah. You can put just salt, it would be even nice already, yeah? Or salt and soy sauce, or salt and maggi, yeah? I'm tasting. One lemon, it wasn't sour enough, so I'm gonna squeeze in some more lemon. I put some lemon and 2 tablespoons of the linga, still not sour enough. So we're going to squeeze another lemon in. You can use this fork. See this? Cut lemon into half like that and use the fork to just pit it in and squeeze it in your hand at the same time. And the juice will come out. Or you can use a special lemon squeezer, huh? This is if you don't have any instrument. You can use this. For lemon juice or orange juice, it's very convenient. Okay, it boils already, and you have to, optionally take away the bubble on top of it, yeah? Just doesn't look nice, otherwise it's also okay. The bubble on top of the water, you take it away. So the water looks clearer, that's all, yeah?
Yes, Master.
It's not really a must. Okay, it's boiled already, you have to turn the heater down very low. Ah, it's more sour now, it's good. For deeper taste, you can put like 1 teaspoon of sugar into it, although it's a sour soup. It's just for deeper taste. Sugar should be used as like condiment, eh? Not to eat too much, eh? Yeah.
Yes.
Except in cake, now and again. And now we're going to put in this tomato. You can cut it half like this. Or you can use a bigger tomato. I like this because it's many colors, that's all. Yellow and red look nice. You don't have to even cut it. Anything, you just throw it in, it will also cook. Punch a hole in it at least so that the tomato will laugh, yeah?
Yes.
And you have happy soup. Just tomato and lady fingers and vinegar or lemon or lime, yeah? I was using lime, but you can use lemon also. And that and tomato, that should be enough already, yeah? And then you can put the herbs in. But, for a richer kind of taste and nutrition, I put a little bit more of the soya sprout. That's it, and that should be fine. And when it boils again, it's ready. Is it easy?
Easy.
Okay. You can put the herbs in already, yeah? So that it sink more into the soup. It is incredible. You will see. Get the herbs, no? I overcooked the pot. Yeah, we have too much ingredients. But this is a small cooker. If you put a bigger pot, it won't cook. No? This will be fine. If it boils up, and that's it, we're done. You understand? Very simple. You know, this all are mostly home cooking, huh?
Mm. Yeah.
Real Vietnamese cooking, yeah?
Oh.
Real home cooking, because you don't often have it in the restaurant. So I'm just showing you guys home cooking, yeah? If you like Vietnamese food, and it's very easy. Okay, this one today is simple. I don't have time. We just like microwave it, yeah? 1 or 2 minutes until it's hot like that, and then you put this next to it, and we're gonna eat together with that, yeah? That's that, very simple. This is like raw food, nah? Like raw salad. This white eggplant, You can buy them in a supermarket, or Chinese store, Oriental store. Tastes very delicious. Yeah, just that. And we eat with soya paste. Okay, and for this, you eat with this just very simple soya paste. That means a kind of thick soya sauce, that's all, yeah? Or you can, if you cannot buy this, you buy stir-fried sauce, yeah? From the supermarket. And you just dip it in like this. That's it. This will be enough like for 6 people, huh? Or 4 people. Depends on how big the people are. For people like me, maybe 10. People like you, maybe 6, huh?
Yes, Master.
Yeah. Other people, maybe just 2. Very simple. That's it. It's done. Just throw everything in the water. Yeah. Put the condiments and seasoning to taste. That's it. There's nothing really difficult to cook, is there?
No.
You could even cook that one day. This is how the soup would look like. That's it. This is another simple dish we eat together with the soup. You eat the soup with rice. You know this vegan ham? You squeeze some lemon on each of the slice, as much as you want. Like a teaspoon each. And then you put some soy sauce on top. And that's ready, okay? How simple, huh?
Yeah, it's very simple.
And it tastes delicious. It's not too simple, but it's delicious. Was it good? Is it good?
Yeah, it was excellent. It was really good.
You eat how many bowls already, tell me?
I don't know. I lost count.
Are you kidding? Bon continuation. I wish you a good continuation.
Mm-hmm.
Of your enjoyment. Appetite.
Thank you so much, Master.
You already eat like half of the bowl. And that's a big bowl, no?
Yes, Master.
Okay, I'm glad you like it. The way you keep continuing, you know, like you have never eaten soup for a long time. Or you haven't never had it before. Take it easy, okay?
Yes, Master.
And did you like the chili?
The chili was very good.
Too hot, huh?
Very hot.
Yeah, but okay.
Hot. I
like the sour soup. No more tofu for that, guys. I'm fishing it out, okay?
Get it? Number one. Yeah.
They even like it with lemon juice.
Benny?
There you are.
Yeah, have it. Solo, where are you?
Benny? Up.
Yeah.
He's standing very tall.
Yeah, Benny, good boy you are. You're so tall. Whoa. Yeah, Benny. Benny. Yeah, wow. That's a cool boy.
Come on.
Yeah, good for you. I'm happy. Yeah, I'm happy.
Yeah, raw vegetable. Good for you.
Come on. Ah! Hey, go.
You are so quick, man. You eat so fast. Hey, take it easy, huh?
Damn it, also. You need to run. All right, never mind. Enjoy. Oh, want some chili? Chili tortilla?
Okay.
We thank you for your lovely company today on A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Please join us tomorrow for more insightful lectures every day on Between Master and Disciples, right here on Supreme Master Television. Up next, Good People, Good Works. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your spirit be joyous and bright and in tune with the wisdom and love from heaven.